And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. All right, now watch. First, this Friday, our show has a reoccurring theme from earlier today. Just earlier today, relating to kindergarten. See, second time we're doing a teaching on kindergarten. In addition to the cultural world needing to learn the difference between a man and a woman by simply watching the movie Kindergarten Cop, the principle of being nice and sharing is also mentioned. These values are taught to children and need to be reinforced in adults, including Christians. And I did not even know that this was going to be doubled up today. So somebody really needs to hear this. Next newsflash, it's not us. Tell everyone you know, we failed in our first covenant with the Lord, starting in the Garden of Eden. God establishes and solidifies the new covenant because he fulfills both sides of the new covenant. Every time we are responsible for something, we fall short. So God took extraordinary steps and became one of us through Jesus Christ. He makes the new covenant alive and available for all of us. And finally, my good friend Pastor Ray, who passed away in January of 2022. Last January. Wow. Goodness gracious. I still receive daily devotions from his book. Pastor Ray's devotionals are incredibly encouraging and insightful, and I want to share one that has been a blessing for me, and I hope it will be for you too. It's a good sign when you get to dance on streets of gold in the presence of God, but the things you left behind on earth are still teaching others to draw closer to Jesus, and that's one of the things that Pastor Ray did.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us live during the show, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Yeah, talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. That's right. It's always a nice little feeling there. So if you've got a prayer request or a praise report, come on, bring it. How's that? Bring it. That's a nice way to do that. Bring it.
I like that, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, if you got something that the Lord has done for you, the Bible is very specific. When he puts your feet upon a rock and puts a new song in your heart, and you sing that song, others hear and trust. This is Psalm 40, by the way. Others hear and trust in the Lord. So if you got something the Lord's done, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Right?
We said that yesterday, Dave. I mean, you never know who you're blessing when you're giving that praise report or something along those lines. It's a lot of people listening.
Exactly. And in the same spirit, that same mindset, if you've got a prayer request, it's amazing how many people will have some similar prayer request, and then you're praying for it. They're praying for their situation and your situation. Everybody's praying for everybody. Hey, that's like the body of Christ. Everybody praying for everybody.
It's a great segue, Dave. Yeah. When we do our prayer, I want you to pray for, remember you prayed for the relatives the other day? I want you to do that again. I have a brother's going through some stuff.
You got it. And we'll do that. And here's what we want to do. We want to bless and encourage one another. We know the Lord's coming back. Some people are arguing as to when. Some people are trying to get specific. Some people are trying to be too general. And they get so general that there's no urgency. None of that is the way. You want to live as though the Lord's coming back tomorrow. Yeah? What would you do different if you knew he was coming back tomorrow? And then you want to also proceed as though the Lord's not coming back for 10 years. Yeah? What would you do different if he's not coming back for 10 years? So just think of it in those terms and live that way. You think, well, is that okay? Of course. Of course that's okay. So we do a lot of this stuff, and we try to encourage people. We try to do Bible trivia. We try to, you know, talk about different things that are taking place and pray for one another, go through some of my goofy teachings and certainly some of my goofy jokes. Hello. So right now we're going to do a trivia question for you, see if you can get this one. This is referenced in Numbers chapter 20, and it's actually verse 11. How many times was the rock struck by Moses? How many times did Moses hit the rock? Was it 40, 3, or 2? How many times did Mo smack the rock? He struck it with a stick. How many times? 40 times, 3 times, or 2 times? I see. That's kind of like this. That is the question. 40, 3, or 2? Okay? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. How many times did Mo strike the rock? How many times did he strike the rock? And we do have somebody who's ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. How are you? Okay, little hard to hear you. It might be your windows. I'm not sure. Or your air conditioning.
Hello, David. This is Stephen. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. We're good.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, my brother. How many times was the rock struck by Moses?
Are we talking before or after? He actually struck it twice.
That's exactly right. I think we're talking about the second one. Get it?
Is it? Yeah, it was twice.
That is correct, Amundo! Yes, which led to a disaster for him because he over exaggerated before the Lord.
Well, the interesting point here is, obviously, the rock represents Christ. He's to be crucified once, and then he was to be spoken to. The whole thing with the rock and the moving around and the giving of the water, even though he struck it when he was supposed to speak to it, it still gave the water.
Yep.
There's just so much there with that rock and Christ.
Exactly. And there's such a great connection to so many things. But here's the big, big, big thing. If God says speak to it, speak to it. Don't hit it.
Only had to be hit once, and it was already hit.
Right, exactly. All right, my brother.
How many of us want to continue to crucify Christ and put ourselves on the cross and Christ on the cross, and it's already done.
Yep. It is. It is dumb. That is correct. Very nice, brother.
Blessed day.
All right, you too. Bye bye. All right, Stephen's hilarious. All right, so let's. We're gonna go right into our DNA. We got stuff to do, folks. We're already behind. We're got stuff to do. Let's go. All right. So listen. All right. DNA. We're not defining this perfectly scientifically. So everybody, take a deep breath. We look at DNA as the building blocks of how we need to be functioning as Christians, kind of like the blocks by which we're put together. And these are the things that we think we need to do on a regular basis, okay? That's what we're encouraging you. Everybody has a DNA. Hey, guess what? So do we. Here's our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
The reason that we say this one is the D is draw closer to the Lord daily is because everything that is right ministry comes out of right relationship. And when Jesus presented himself for baptism, I understand certain scholars will say, well, see, he was being obedient to the Father. But what the Father said was, this is my Son with whom I am well pleased. And in the Greek, that's a season of pleasing, not a moment of pleasing. And so from most people's perspective, the Father was pleased with the Son because of the connection that the Son had with the Father. That then launched Jesus into ministry. Right relationship creates right ministry. That's just so important. N, so that's the D. Here's the N on the DNA. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Why we are encouraging people to memorize and why we're encouraging people to continually be in the Word is because if the Word is stripped in book form, it should still be alive in your heart and in your mouth and in your mind. And you will be able to continually embrace, engage, and grow and saturate yourself in the powerful, full of life, alive Word of God written through the Holy Spirit using human vessels in what we call the verbal plenary process. It's just phenomenal, phenomenal. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. None of them. Remember, Jesus is the Word of God, right? Okay, and then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. What does that mean, to serve? It means this. It means, like we talked about in the earlier segment and going right into this teaching I'm about to go into, you can't be selfish as a Christian.
Dave, can you say that one more time?
You can't be selfish. Not shellfish. You can't be selfish as a Christian because it's the opposite of everything Jesus is. Not was, is. He's at the right hand of the Father. You didn't think he earned the right to do nothing? He's still interceding for the saints. He's still working it, still doing ministry. You understand that? Interceding for us. And so the selfish part is the killer. And we just like can't do that. And if we would spend more time taking on other people and making them a part of our lives and praying for them and caring about them and loving on them, we would find out that God would release in us this grace that we deactivate when we're selfish. Uh-oh. You mean God can deactivate a vein of blessing? If you're not committed to fulfilling the law of Christ, why would you get the blessings for those that are committed to filling the law? Okay, I'll just move on. I'll just move on. I don't really think.
I love that, Dave.
I'm just moving on. All right, so now we're going to piggyback on what we did earlier in the show. And for those that are just like, you're losing it, yeah, for about 61 and a half years, as far as I can tell, closer to 62, this is also just what we did, just what we just talked about 30 minutes ago. This is called Play Nice and Share. See, how funny is that? And
wow.
I didn't even realize that they were going to – that's how funny the Lord is. See, that's for me more than for you guys because it makes me aware. Just keep going, kid. Okay, yes, Dad. 1 Peter 4, 9 through 10, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Just listen to this. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. So don't go, oh, we're going to have them over for dinner. Blah, right? 10, as each has received a gift. You received a gift. First of all, you received the gift of eternal life. Second of all, you received the gift of the grace and the mercy of God. Third, you coupled in the love of God. Third, you received a gift that you are supposed to use to serve one another as good stewards. And so if you have a gift and you're not sharing it, if you have a gift and you're not connecting with other people, that you're robbing them. You got something in that text you want to say?
Yeah. No, give that scripture again.
Okay, it is 1 Peter chapter 4, 9 and 10. So listen to this. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Okay, so whining is not okay. Okay, I know. I'm talking about whining from the mouth, not the liquid. Okay, and then verse 10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As what? As good stewards. 1 Peter 4:9-10. As what? Good stewards. If you don't share your gift with other people, you're not being a good steward. That's just like, there's no, you know, no. Here's the thing. You have a gift. It's not a toy, whatever that gift is. It's not a trophy. I have the gift of this. Nobody who has a gift should go around going, I have the gift of this. I have the gift of this. We're supposed to use that as a tool, not a trophy, not a toy, as stewards of God. So when it says God's varied grace, that's the words diverse or wide-ranging is what that word varied grace means. In other words, we're good stewards of God's wide-ranging grace, and your gift is meant to fulfill something and help something in the part of the body of Christ that only you have. And if you don't share that gift, they ain't getting it. And then you're robbing your brother and sister, and you're robbing God. You think, oh, no, what's it got to do with tithes? Nothing. You're robbing God of the glory that he's entitled to.
Oh, wow, Dave.
I know. I should watch out on Fridays. That's all I can say. And listen, when I'm telling you guys this, I'm not telling you this to speak down to you guys. I read this and go, uh-oh. In fact, I usually read scripture and go, uh-oh, and then I tell the Lord, just like you should. And this is why Satan tries to keep people from reading it. So if you read it and then you get challenged, right? And you're like, right? That's the very time you come to the Lord and say, I'm reading this, I'm seeing this, I'm not doing this right way. Can you please help me do this better? Not run away and hide. But the devil tries to get people to run away and hide. You read the word and it challenges you. You're not supposed to sit there and just feel sick about it. You're supposed to come to the Lord and say, hey, I'm far from this. Help me do this better.
Dave, I just got to eat at this a little bit. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. There's just something about that.
Time to get up for church. Anyway, we'll just move on and take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day, as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, well, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord. and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith, that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's nothing. Get this. Here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And we also want to say hi to the people who are in San Diego who are listening. Hope you guys are doing well. As we get ready to open up with our next trivia question, here you go. How many brothers did David have, King David have? No, this is before he's king, but how many brothers did he have? Is it 12, 8, or 3? How many brothers did David have? Is it 12? Is it 8? Or is it 3? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. For those that are looking for a reference point, you would want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 12. That's where you'd want to go. As far as I can tell, that's where you'd want to go. Is it there? Is it over there? Okay. 1 Samuel 17, 12 is the place you want to go. And I'm going to make sure, because they have an answer in the book, and I'm just thinking, I'm not sure that's the right answer. See, you got to look at these things. I mean, this is what it is about when you hear something, you're thinking in your brain, you go, is that right? Is that, yeah, that's what you got to do, right? That's the way to do it. So I'm just pulling up 1 Samuel 17, 12.
Dave is looking this up as we
talk. Yeah, because I know, yeah. It is what I thought it is, but the book answer is wrong.
It's wrong, Dave?
Yeah, the book answer is wrong. What do you think of them apples? Okay, so here we go. Here's the question. Here's the opportunity. Listen. So this is a big one now, because we have to get this correct. How many brothers did David have? 12, 8, or 3? That's the question. 12, 8, or 3? Your answer, 1 Samuel 17, 12 is where your answer is. So you're going to either answer 12, 8, or 3. One of those three is the correct answer. Okay. So we have two people giving the wrong numbers. I got it. It's either 12 brothers, 8 brothers, or 3 brothers. Okay, that's all I can do. I can't do any better than that. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What is it? David@hemustincrease.org.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's good, Dave.
That's why I'm here, Dave.
I'm telling you. Is it Friday? In fact, it is, right?
It is.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I'll just laugh. How about that? Okay, here, listen to this one. I love this one, so I want you to catch this one. This is really cool. Not going to be complex. We'll be done actually in time to do this. That's why it's a short one. It's called Why We Follow. Okay, so I want to give you a news flash. I know everybody's excited because new things are happening all the time. There's new news. In fact, I'll give you a prophecy right now. Ready? Two prophecies right now. Ready? Number one, In the next month, the weather will get cooler. That's one prophecy. And then I didn't say these were from the Lord, by the way. And then number two, in the next month, there will be new news. Not no news, new news. There'll be new news. News will be new. Right? Okay.
Modern day prophet.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. All right, here it is. First covenant, we failed. Okay, we failed. I mean, here's the problem. We didn't do a very good job in the first covenant. Okay, everybody's, there's no, who's arguing that? Nobody. Like, whoops. The entire nation went AWOL when they started worshiping other gods and doing the, I mean, the fact that God gave Israel about 30 chances is like unbelievable, but they kept going off. It went from Judges, and then you have 1st, 2nd Samuel, and 1st, 2nd Kings, and the Chronicles kind of orders everything up, and it's like, oh, that's a mess. Yeah, that was a mess. So Ezekiel 36:26. So I'm going to read you this. Ready? I love this stuff. This is the stuff I think that God, let's see, wove into the Old Testament so we would get a clue. That's a nice way to say it. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit, Holy Spirit, within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. Then you will live in the land that I gave your fathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. Okay? What a prophecy, right? This is a prophecy. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. By the way, that first line on spirit isn't the Holy Spirit. That's your spirit. Okay? Born again spirit, right? I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes and carefully observe my ordinances. What happens? The Holy Spirit inside us, and the Holy Spirit goes, you got to do it this way. Go left. Go right. Go over here. And then he says, you'll live in the land that I will give to your fathers. You will be my people. I will be your God. So what's the deal? He gives us, listen to this, this is the key, a responsive heart. And if we don't have a responsive heart, then the Holy Spirit within us, if we don't have a responsive heart, then the Holy Spirit doesn't cause us to follow because we shut him down. Wait a minute. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Now, that's not flesh as in the old man. That's flesh as in if it pricks. If somebody cuts it, it bleeds. Instead of being hard-hearted. And I will place my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes. If you have a soft heart, God will pour his spirit into you and cause you to follow. It's like, you know, this is really about God doing stuff, isn't it? Right? Because if you don't have, like, you know how people say, well, you know, I have to make the decision. If God doesn't give you a responsive heart, you can't make the decision. I don't know how you make the decision. How do you make it? Unless God gives you a heart of flesh, how are you going to do that? And then the Holy Spirit inside you causes you. It's like the Holy Spirit inside you goes, this way, whatever it is. But look at that. The Spirit within us causes us to follow. You see, this is why you can't do the... This is why you have to son, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'm not even going to go into that fast here. Okay, now, on the trivia question, here is the issue. Ready? There are two answers. And this is why I thought there was something not right with the book. And so this is part of it. So everybody listening, just listen up. I'm going to read it from the New King James, and then I'm going to tell you why there is an additional element here. Okay? So listen to the difference. 1 Samuel 17:12. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, who had, hold on, 8 sons. But other translations say 7 sons.
Wow, Dave, I did not know
that.
So
he had 8 sons. Wait. And one of them was named David. So therefore, David would have 7 brothers. If Jesse had 8 sons. You understand that? So that's where the confusion comes in, and that's where the book kind of blew it. And I'm like, wait, so the book only gave the options, you know, if it didn't give seven as an option. So David had – Jesse had eight sons, one of which was David, so therefore David had seven brothers. Okay? So the answer is seven. The three brothers has more to do with when David went up to the where they were fighting Goliath, just in case everybody wanted to know. I'm just bringing clarification. It's partly my fault, although I knew something was wrong. I said something like, that doesn't seem right.
You did a little research on your end, Dave.
Yeah. I had to look it up. Nothing wrong with looking it up. I just don't Google it. Thanks. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Because what we're getting is this snapshot of Jesus, and there's a lot of stuff that we do, a lot of stuff that we say, but at no point should anybody ever lose what's going on here. And when we get into our Philippians teach tomorrow, you're going to see how very specific Christology, the study of Christ, fits into play on Jesus Christ being honored above all, and understanding how that this snapshot of Jesus plays into or leads us into the understanding of the superiority of Christ. Nobody else was fully God and fully man, period. And so nobody else can represent God to man or man to God. So in this situation, we get to see that Jairus, he has a 12-year-old daughter. She's dying. Not good news. This woman who's got this bleeding issue of blood, she comes up to Jesus, touches him without saying anything. Jesus has restoration and healing for her in physical, social, and psychological aspects, which is just wonderful if you think about how Jesus cares about the whole person. Doesn't care about a part of a person. Cares about every inch of you. If you're doing well physically, but you're not doing well psychologically, Jesus cares about that. If you're doing well psychologically and not doing well physically, Jesus cares about that. If you can't have contact with people and you feel like you're completely isolated, Jesus cares about that.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Hope you guys are having fun. We're getting ready to go into the weekend. That's always fun, right? So it's fun to go into the weekend for some. For some, it's like the same. Like their weekend's Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
Like for pastors, I can tell you right now, Sunday ain't a day off, right? So, I mean, I'm just trying to make that, you know. But for me, it is, so I just kind of like that. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's go back to it. I want to make sure that we're on board here. I've got a trivia question for you. It's a great one. Let's see if you can get it. And I'm making sure that everything is exactly
is it right, Dave?
Yeah, I got this one right in front of me. What did Elisha use in the waters of the springs of Jericho to make them okie dokie? Did he use a Brita water filter? Did he use salt? Or did he use sulfur? Oh, Brita?
salt or sulfur? Okay, there you go. What did Elijah use in the water in the springs of Jericho? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. So we are going to send you up to the website. We do have people calling in. You can respond either way. It's all good. It's all, you know, this is part of the fun. But we are going to send you to the website, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to make it super simple. We did pay our radio rent, but as you guys know, we're getting into that season where we've got to start paying radio rent for San Diego. And so that's a little tougher and a little tighter, and, you know, I just need your help. So if you can help, help. If you can't, I do. Actually, I do expect this. This is terrible to say to you. I would really deeply appreciate your prayers. If you're not able to help, and if you are able to help, great. And if you don't want to help, great, pray for us. And if you don't like us and you don't want to help and you don't want to do that, why are you listening? Anyway, no, that's a joke. So help out if you can. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's right. It makes me want to watch a Peter Sellers movie. Everybody who understood that joke, I love you. All right, somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. Noelle wanted me to say to tell you thank you for calling and for being a blessing for the show. So I didn't get to tell you that because we kind of 86'd out afterwards. But I do want to let you know that.
Thank her for me.
You got it.
That's sweet.
All right, here we go. Ready? What did Elijah use in the water? Did he use a Brita filter or salt or sulfur?
Salt.
That is correct, Amundo! And the Brita filter was not quite out yet, and sulfur would not be the thing that anybody want to put in anything.
Right? All right, well, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, excellent job. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We are going to do history because I haven't done history for a while, and I do have some jokes, so you may as well just deal with it. Here's our history.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
All right, a couple things that have to be said, and these are very important things for people that don't know this, or there's very important things to the radio host that you need to understand. Number one, today, on this day, this September 8th, in 1966, the first Star Trek episode aired.
Oh, wow, Dave.
That's right. Okay. Number two, 1974. Let's see if you guys remember this one. 1974, on this day, Evel Knievel did the Snake River Canyon attempt. Yeah, it didn't work out so good. Also on this day, just in case you wanted to know, the invention of the pet rock took place.
The pet rock, Dave.
Yeah, so you have no idea what that is.
No idea.
All right, so this genius guy took a rock, and he put it in a little box, like a little like carton box, and wrote a little book about your pet rock and how you could put the pet rock down and say, sit, and then you could say, stay, and all these commands. And it was hilarious.
Was it a hit, Dave?
5 million sold.
Wow.
Wait. 5 million people bought a rock.
Wow.
Okay. So maybe that explains that today is also Literacy Day. Anyway, we'll just move on. Then finally, National Date Nut Bread Day.
That sounds good. Pretty delicious.
That's
to me.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Okay. That's good history. See, you got to do history once in a while. It's fun. All right, we are going to do absolutely, it's just such a phenomenal teaching. I'm thinking I might do it in the next segment. I'm going to do Pastor Ray's in the next segment, okay, because it's so good. It's that good. So in this one, I want to do this back to this Peter element. I want to talk another thing called To Him Alone is what this is entitled. And this is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. So you know how we did the 1 Peter and the other 9 and 10. This is 11, right? And 1 Peter 4, 11. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves who is one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Okay, listen. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. For what? In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Anytime we speak or say something as a vessel or a vehicle of God, and oh, by the way,
well, I don't speak for God.
Well, I guess you don't if you're not a Christian. But if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you do. And every framework that we serve, everything that we do, kingdom-oriented, okay? I mean, everything we do, kingdom-oriented, is in order that God the Father may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Everything Jesus does and everything he did and everything he's doing is pointing to the Father. And you think, well, I don't understand how you give glory to God and you do it in the name of Jesus, and it's like, cool, just do it. You think, well, I want to understand it. Me too. And when I see him face to face, I will get all of it. But right now, I ain't there. So here's what I am going to do. I am going to glorify God the Father through the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, because that's what I'm told to do. I always found this amazing. So this will rattle a few brains, but don't get too upset. So people would say, well, if everybody is already chosen by God, why do we need to witness? That's one of the arguments that people will use. Okay, and here's the problem with that argument. Ready? I'll make it super simple. Ready? Because God told you to. So not doing it is just called disobedience. And then number two, you don't know who's going to get saved and who's not going to get saved. Only God knows that, and he's not telling. So bottom line is you do it because God said so. So everything we do it to the glory of the Father in the name of Jesus. And let me just make this really clear so that we don't miss this. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I've created for my glory, whom I've formed, even whom I have made. That's Isaiah 43:7. People were created to fellowship with God. In that fellowship, people have been created to glorify God. You know why you exist? That. Your communion with God. Now, it's true, and you have to understand this, it's true that this is established in relationship with God. Well, how do you know that? Because in Isaiah 43:7, it says, everyone who's called by my name. And then it says, and whom I've created for my glory. So that you can see how much the Lord loves you, and I shouldn't use this example, so maybe I won't, but when we express our appreciation, God is honored and glorified. So he goes to unbelievable lengths to show you his love. How far? To death on a cross. To that length that he might be honored. When you pour out your love on your fellow man, or on your children, or on your parents, or even on your pets. I'm not even kidding. The appreciation that you get back is like gold. You know that. I mean, that's not weird. It's awesome. Well, we certainly need to do a better job of telling God, sharing with the Lord, everything we do about the appreciation we have for him, giving glory to his name, giving glory to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And that the big thing is no flesh shall ever glory in his presence. There's only one. And to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. How about that? Okay, that's pretty
Is that pretty straightforward? That's pretty straightforward. Okay. This last teach, out of this world. Get ready for it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. We'll take a short break here. Listening here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest, right? Because I'll pull from – I'm Jewish. I was trained well, and you pull from multiple directions. And this was one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious, and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noel found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of quote-unquote the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel, and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there, okay? All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I'm just, you know, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, "That's enough out of you. Get up." You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, "I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing." And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is – a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I've just been informed by my partner in crime that he is coming up on a one-year anniversary pretty soon, huh?
Pretty soon, Dave.
Pretty soon.
A couple weeks, man. A couple weeks. 1 year.
Wow. Good for you, brother. So we'll make sure to narrow that down and make sure everybody knows, and that they will give large appreciation because we do appreciate them. Dynamite D is awesome. All right, trivia question. Ready? You might get this wrong, but if you guess one of these wrong, I don't know what I'd say. All right, which apostle arrived first at Jesus's tomb? Is it Peter, Speed Racer, or John? Okay. Which apostle arrived? Let's see, go ahead. Arrived first to Jesus' tomb. Is it Peter, Speed Racer, or John?
That's right.
I said Speed Racer. I would have used the word Flash, but I'm very unhappy with everything they've done there. And the movie I did not think was very good. So we'll just move on from there. Somebody's ready to see. You see. So who arrived at the tomb first? Okay. Is it Peter, Speed Racer, or John? That's the question. Okay. All right. So we have somebody that's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you're better.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking me. All right. Are you ready for this? You're feeling good, right?
Doing okay. Little worn out.
Okay. All right. You're going to get some rest and some relaxation. I mean, summer's a day or two away from being gone, right? So we get.
Amen to that.
I read somewhere it's going to be like 79 next week or something. Like some low somewhere, it's going to be 79. I'm thinking, really? It's going to go from 107 to 79. That's a huge drop, right? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're almost there. So just hang in there. Only a little bit to go. All right, my brother. Here we go. Which apostle arrived at Jesus' tomb first? Was it Peter, Speed Racer, or John?
I don't think Speed Racer was an apostle. Peter was the old man. So I think John got there first, but he didn't think. And then Peter got there and just plowed in like a bull in the tonic shop.
Bingo! I gotta say this though, and I'm gonna borrow this from some of the great legends who have taught this in the past a lot better than I have. But it is remarkable that in John's gospel, he does take the time to state that he beat Peter in the race. It's like, wow, that's a very, very, like, kind of mean thing to write in the gospel, isn't it? It's like, Peter and John went, John won, you know?
Well, another way to look at it is John got there and stopped because he wanted to marvel at what was going on, and Peter's like, I want to see it now.
Right, exactly. So Peter just, I mean, you love Peter because he rushes in. Right? He doesn't, I don't care. Let's see what's going on. I mean, how do you not love that? But at the same time, you know, I just laugh that John just had to, it was almost like you knew, especially because they're both in heaven, you just know John looks at Peter and goes, yeah, I put that verse in there. I outran you. I'm just saying, man. I love it. Excellent job, brother. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. You did a phenomenal job, and I appreciate you. And people need to pray for Will Rogers. He's a little bit under. You got to pray for him to get a lot over, okay? Pray for our brother, okay? In Jesus' name. All right, bro. God bless you.
Have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let me get to this last teaching. I have a very tight time, and I just want to get it in. This is from Pastor Ray, my bud, who's I know he's already laughing at me, and we'll just see when we get up there. Well, see what happens. It's called You Can Do This. How do you like that? Look, I'm going to just read his thing. Just listen. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 21. 2 million people stood at the edge of a river. The promised land waited. All they had to do was cross. For 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness, cared for by God and the leaders that they had grown to trust. Moses, Aaron, and their parents, many of whom have died or were nearing the end of their lives. They were terrified. Moses, who would not be crossing with them, gave them one of the all-time great motivational speeches ever. He just simply said, "You can do this." Your parents didn't enter. They lost their chance, wandering in a circle of unbelief. Don't let this happen to you. The journey from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea was an 11-day hike. It took them 40 years. 11 days stretched into 40 years because they failed to trust God, a high cost to pay for stubborn disobedience. Even so, God took care of them and protected them. Are you on the edge of a new phase of life or venture? Are you about to enter into something you have longed for and prayed for, but your fear and uncertainty are holding you back? Are you being pushed by unseen forces into a place you've never been and you fear the unknown? That generation standing at the river's edge had reason to be afraid, but Moses encouraged them. You can do this. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you as he did for you in Egypt and in the wilderness. The Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son all the way you went until you reached this place. The detour of unbelief always leads us in circles. Oh, what a great line. The detour of unbelief always leads us in circles. Back to the same lessons, doubts, and fears again and again. What if you can't muster up the faith? Then ask like the father who cried to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And remember that he will carry you all the way. You can do this. That, my friends, is a devotional. That is so far past me. Anyway, the point is, what Ray is, the point he's making is, look, doubt is what stops people from popping into the promised land, from getting into the next territory. Here's a great, great, great lesson. You know what? You can do this. You can do this. So even though you might have fear and you might have doubt and you're not sure where it's going to lead, here's what you can rely on. The faithfulness and the quality of God never wavers. He will not leave you in the desert. He will make sure you are in the right place, but don't let doubt hold you back and don't let fear stop you. Get it? Got it? Keep it, hold it, embrace it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 70 and one half hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.